From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, November 5th. I'm Marty Derlin.
I am very curious to know why the country is so divided, you know, almost 50%, and how in some way that we can come together and not be so afraid of change, but to begin to trust each other and come together in a way that's healing and healthy.
People in Mendocino Village shared their feelings the day after the election.
I'm quite worried. I do not want another 4 years with the present president. And I think even if Joe Biden gets in, he's in for a very tough time. So I'm curious about what's going to happen. I'm nervous.
Well, some people still have hope. And I want to have hope, but I it's beyond belief that we did not win. Or maybe we are going to win, but that's all I can say.
I'm disappointed that so many people voted for Trump. And, you know, if the Democrats don't control the Senate, I don't think we're going to make a lot of progress, except maybe we can reverse a lot of things that Trump did by executive order. Yeah.
I'm trying not to think at all. I went down and looked at the ocean, and I'm going to get my mail. If there's any charities asking for money, I'm going to send it to them.
My best friend and I last night, we were sharing emails, and we've both been over, and a lot of friends have been talking about moving to another country. But we both realize that we are American, and I served in the military for 7 years, and was in law enforcement, and this is my country, and we've decided we're going to stay, we're going to live our beliefs and do what we can to keep America as strong as we can.
I'm feeling nauseated, you know, and just, I'm feeling just so over. I want it to end. I just want it to end, and I want it to end in a way that it saves the world.
I heard the gentleman earlier saying, and this is what a lot of my friends on Twitter and Facebook have been saying, is they are just absolutely devastated by the further reveal of a willingness and a complicity to go along with Trump and what's turning out to be, you know, a fascist rule. I'm disheartened. I'm angry. I'm appalled. But then you've also got, you've got young people who are coming out in droves voting. Joe Biden has gotten the most votes for a presidential candidate ever, even breaking Obama's record. So that's good. I think it's good that people are upset, because I think it's spurring them to action. And I'm hopeful. The word trauma has been used a lot, and I'm going to say that that's accurate. You know, people say, take a walk, breathe, do yoga. Like, it's really hard to do that when the future, not just of the country, but I think of the world, hangs in the balance, because if Trump is reelected, it bodes very, very poorly for the entire world.
I feel there is some justice going on, because I honestly thought that there was going to be a sweep in favor of Donald Trump yesterday, and today it feels like the system is working, the checks and balances that we put into place from day one, although it's not perfect in this country. There were some good intentions, and feels like that's happening right now.
it's reminding me that our country is incredibly divided, and we have right and we have wrong, and I don't know who's winning.
Even though I'm optimistic that we're going to take Michigan and Nevada and we'll have our 270, at what cost when a good portion of our country isn't behind that? And acceptable things that used to be not acceptable, and Republicans and Democrats being able to cross aisles and to be respectful of each other's views and thanking each other for feeling differently about things and being able to be able to compromise a little bit and to respect that we come from different perspectives. But this isn't respectful anymore.
For KZYX and KZYZ, I'm Marty Derlin. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News Podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.